Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. During this week, we're talking all about desserts, and I guess one of the most iconic desserts that there is cookies. Cookies are so easy. I like to make cookies on the weekend just because it's fun. You throw stuff together, you throw them in the oven, and out comes this wonderfulness. Here's the problem with cookies. First of all, there's two. First of all, you have to make them with real stuff. If you make oatmeal raisin cookies and you don't choke it with sugar, those are actually decent for you. If you make chocolate chip cookies and it's with real chocolate, those are actually decent for you. So the first thing you have to do is to make sure that everything that you're using in your cookies is clean. Second thing, it's about how we make them. And that gets down to volume. Good Lord. When I make cookies and you have this big old bowl because the recipe says you're going to make 4,700 of them. And so you make it all and then you get all this massive amounts of cookies. You could bake cookies all day long and then it comes out in this pile. You know, it's like you need a backhoe to clean that thing up. What you do is this. Do this. This will help you control consumption, which will help keep those cookies healthy for you. When you make the dough, form them into little balls that'll make your cookies, and then set them on a cookie sheet under some wax paper, and you set them in the freezer. That way, they'll be there. You cover them up with something, and then they'll be there whenever you want them. You can pull them out. You can heat them up. It's wonderful. That way, you can have a couple cookies for dinner whenever you want, and you don't have to eat them all at once. Good? Does that make sense? If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.